the ride. Please don't enjoy the ride. Yeah.
And now more Operation Freedom. Freedom. With your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham! Talk 1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our ancillary bunker, linked to our main Freedom Bunker in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor. We're here live for you every Sunday from 2 to 5 Eastern, also available 24/7 at davejanda.com. Stop on by. You will not be disappointed, but what you will be when you go to davejanda.com is educated and empowered. And then our goal is for you to take that information you're not going to get from anyone in the bought-off lamestream fake media, because our information solely focuses on your freedom and your future and your health and your safety and on the perseverance and, if you will, the saving of our constitutional republic. We hope you'll take that information and then network it to anyone and everyone you know and love. The more people educated are the more people empowered. And the more people that become empowered, the sooner we end this reign of terror. And it truly is a reign of terror by the globalist syndicate, the globalist cult, the New World Order, the shadow government, the deep state, the swamp, the criminal international banking syndicate, whatever you want to call it. It's all the same. They are there to strip you of your freedom, your liberty, your future, your life, and our constitutional republic. My next guest is someone who has fought that syndicate for decades. He is an incredibly brave human being, and he's an incredibly targeted human being for standing up for every American and every person of the world and their freedoms. Major General Paul Vallely retired from the United States Army as Deputy Commanding General of the U.S. Army in the Pacific. General Vallely graduated from the United States Military Academy at West Point and was commissioned in the Army, serving a distinguished career of 32 years. Paul is a graduate of the Infantry School, Ranger and Airborne Schools, Jump Master School, and the Command and General Staff School, the Industrial College of the Armed Forces, and the Army War College. He has over 15 years' experience in special operations, psychological, and civil military operations. He served in many overseas theaters to include Europe and the Pacific Rim countries, as well as two combat tours in Vietnam. He has served as a consultant to the commanding general of the Special Operations Command as well. General Vallely has been a military analyst on television and radio for over 20 years. He's also a guest lecturer on national security, international and political, as well as economic issues and strategic planning matters and the global war on terror. His website, he created a phenomenal organization, StandUpAmericaUS.org. When you go on the web, Stand Up America, don't forget the U.S., StandUpAmericaUS.org. It is my honor to welcome back our friend and freedom's friend, General Paul Vallely. Paul, welcome back to the Operation Freedom Show and Platform.
Well, thank you, Dave. I appreciate the invitation again.
Paul, I want to run a quote by you before we get into Operation Jericho, which is extremely important that I want you to educate our listeners on. But I want first to run a quote by you and your take. This is from Gary Barnett, who actually I think is based in your neck of the woods in Montana, political commentator. Here's what he said. Concerning the state, there are no accidents, no coincidences, and no national emergencies or threats. All is planned. Once again, everything in politics and government is planned in advance. It's not accidental or any coincidence, natural or organic, as all is staged in one way or another to either affect a certain outcome or cover up another. Believe nothing in the mainstream media or government. Trust nothing, question everything, and never accept any reports unless you can verify the real facts in order to find the truth. And then he quoted I.F. Stone and said, quote, all governments are run by liars, and nothing they say is to be believed, end quote. Paul, your take on that?
Well, that could not be more accurate, Dave. Very well stated, very well analyzed, because that is the fact. They are the facts. And as we have studied at the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation, we can validate just what has been said. Whether you look at what's happening in China, Ukraine, Russia, cartels, insurrection, protest, all of this stuff is planned out, and is planned out and being executed. So that's why, if you Stand Up America U.S. Foundation, we've established that we are at war, and we are going to fight that, whether it's information warfare or coming up with operational plans to take down the cartels or whatever the case may be. And we want to reestablish a firm and strong Department of Defense and get rid of all of these woke generals and admirals that are affecting our military. So, yes, Dave, what he said is very accurate, and it's all planned. No doubt about it. There are no conspiracies here.
Paul, in your statement, you mentioned what happened. You mentioned as part of the planned events this January 6, 2021, that has been mischaracterized, and that's putting mildly, as an insurrection, because I believe in world history. I've researched it, Paul, and I cannot find an insurrection that's ever occurred in this world that did not involve weapons. And there were no weapons involved or commandeered or ever found related to these, quote, insurrectionists that have been labeled on January 6, 2021. And that brings us to Operation Jericho. Paul, number one, am I off on my assessment about insurrections? And number two, educate our listeners on Operation Jericho.
What happened on January 6th was a protest. It was a protest by American civilians infiltrated by the FBI and others, staged in many ways, and there was only one weapon, and that was the weapon that the policemen used to kill Ashley Babbitt, a veteran of this country. And we have a right to protest, but it was all reconfigured. It was absolutely incentivized by Nancy Pelosi and her staff, well orchestrated, and the Department of Justice. The hearings they had on January 6th, we now find these detainees imprisoned in inhumane ways like a Russian gulag. And I can tell you what's happened in the last 2 weeks, if you'd like me to, regarding
the newly launched
Operation Jericho.
Please do, Paul. Educate our listeners in Operation Jericho. And in fact, the fact that you have spoken to those that are being treated very frankly as political prisoners.
Exactly. I was asked if I would be available 2 weeks ago to talk to anywhere from 4 to 7 of the detainees in the D.C. Detention Center. And, you know, they did allow them to have phone calls, and I talked personally. So I have my team has created a video that will be released next week. The trailer's out now, which I sent you, which basically launches an operation to free every one of them that's detained, called Operation Jericho 2023. And if you go back to the Bible, you'll understand where Jericho came from. If you look at World War II in 1944, when a group went into a German prison and had the prisoners released, many of them, which were French underground and so on, those kinds of people, and they were incarcerated. But the Citizens Commission to Restore America, the new movement in America as the follow-on to America First, we've launched Operation Jericho 2023 to bring justice to all incarcerated victims of the January 6th U.S. Capitol protest. We have the trailer out now. We'll be happy to provide that to any of your audience, Dave. If you have it, please feel free to distribute it. But every American citizen needs to see the miscarriage of justice carried out by a select House of Representatives committee that investigated the January 6th protest. And I think you'll really see the inside of what's happening. But you can hear from these detainees as they explain the conditions and what they've gone through there. We have a give, send, go fund that we've set up now to support the legal cost. One of the detainees told me, Dave, He's had four lawyers. Two of them were ambulance chasers. The other two are in there still working. But the one individual, when he went in front of a trial, because the trials are being held now, I think some four or five have been tried at a trial at D.C., jury, not being a jury of their peers, but a jury of Department of Justice staffers and locals in the D.C. area under Muriel Bowser. And they convicted him, because it's not democracy, they're guilty before they even get there because of the jury. But they actually gave him the finger. The jury turned around. Members of the jury gave these individuals the finger. And the ones I talk are all veterans, by the way, Dave, from the Marine Corps or for the Army. The whole mission of this is to get Congress, and we've given Matt Rosendale, our Montana congressman, the lead, conduct hearings, issue subpoenas to these members that are detained in D.C. in the federal prisons, so they can tell their story once and for all. They never had that opportunity to tell their story of what actually happened and how they participated in the protest.
Folks, we're speaking with General Paul Vallely from StandUpAmericaUS.org. Paul, in your conversations with these political prisoners, what surprised you the most?
Their spirit. Each night at 10 o'clock, Dave, they sing the national anthem, and you'll hear that national anthem being sung on the video, on the audio portion of it. But I was surprised with their spirit and their morale. But they want help. They want someone to come save them. They want an Operation Jericho to come save them, get them out of there. The one Marine, he lost all of his property, his car, his home. He has nothing. One of the other prisoners has cancer. He was incarcerated without medical treatment for over 12 days, and he had had chemotherapy. So, I mean, he was getting sick from the previous chemo therapy sessions he had had. The filth, the water, the disgusting guards there. I mean, this is totally a gulag of the nature of what Russia had.
And Paul, nobody in the bought off lamestream fake media has even attempted to educate the public on what's occurring in that, as you describe, gulag. Is that an accurate assessment?
Oh, absolutely. Everything's closed off. You might remember Marjorie Taylor Greene, and she's going to be on the team, by the way, in Congress to make sure Operation Jericho goes forward. It's unbelievable that nobody knows what's going on, and it's been rather quiet, other than the fact now some of the information has been provided McCarthy, House of Representatives, and he was supposed to go live last week to the Tucker Carlson show on Fox News, but that was delayed for some reason. So the timing for Operation Jericho is perfect. We've got to get them subpoenaed. We've got to get them in front of Congress. America needs to hear what they have gone through and what they're being incarcerated for.
You know, Paul, some of these individuals that have been incarcerated have been there for several years now.
Yeah, over 2 years, Dave. Absolutely, over 2 years. Now, some of them have already been tried and have gone off to federal prison, so they're not all there in the D.C. detention center.
And, Paul, what is, I would say, concerning, and I want your assessment on this, is over the past 2 years, very few members of Congress have made their way to that detention center to seek out exactly how these people are being treated and then hold press events that would then morph, if you will, into protest event. Marjorie Taylor Greene has done that. Matt Gaetz has done that. Louie Gohmert has done that. But very few of these supposed freedom fighters that have R after their name, and tell me if I'm wrong on this assessment, have actually taken the very short trip from the Capitol building to that detention center.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, Dave. The lack of interest from the majority of these congressmen and senators. Not one senator have I heard stand up or make any loud noises that we've got to subpoena these people. We want to find out what they have to say about what happened on January 6th. Evidently, the one individual is going to be a whistleblower on the FBI. What was his name? The one that they say participated in encouraging the riots there. I'm trying to remember his name.
Ray Epps.
Yeah, Ray Epps. That he may spill the beans now. That's what I've been hearing. But this is important, ladies and gentlemen. Support Operation Jericho any way you can. It'll be on our website, standupamericaus.org. Give, send, go. Put the funds in there. Help these people out because they have to have, they must have legal representation because they're going in front of juries. They're being tried, and they need legal representation. But they're not getting it to any great degree right now.
Paul, I want to put forward another concern of mine. And many people will get mad for me to do this, but I believe with full transparency, it needs to be stated. Paul, one of my major concerns about this, what's happened to these people, is they were called to Washington for a peaceful protest on January 5th and January 6th of 2021 by then-President Donald Trump. I would say that's a point of fact. Would you agree with that?
Well, I think, yeah, and the Trump team and others, they were encouraging a protest because many of us know it was a stolen election.
Okay.
And that's why they went there. But there was a lot of encouragement going on. There was some naive people, yes, they should not have broken into the Capitol. No window should have been broken. But that doesn't mean they have to be sentenced to 8 to 10 years in prison.
Oh, completely agree. And many of them were actually let in the doors. You and I have been through that those Capitol doors dozens of times, and they are magnetic. They are huge. And the only way to open those doors is by somebody on the inside from a higher vantage point opens those doors through hydraulics. You can't push them open. You can't break them open. But my point is this, Paul. When I look back over the past 2 years, and I don't think I've missed it, but I guess it's a possibility, Donald Trump and the people around him were the ones who called this event into happening. Paul, I am not aware of Donald Trump going to that detention center, holding a press conference outside of it, because these were people that were actually coming to Washington to protest an election that involved him. Am I off on that assessment?
No, you're absolutely right. And he and a team should have been more involved at this point in time. They've been very reticent, laid back. I've heard nothing from the Trump camp. I've heard nothing from the DeSantis camp. None of the senators, where are they? They're all AWOL, absent without leave there regarding this situation. That's why, Dave, when I talked to him in that dissension, said I promised myself, I asked God to give me guidance, and he gave me Operation Jericho. That came to me as I was building the whole concept of operation, of what it should be. And Jericho just came to my mind. I said, I need a biblical name. And that's what came into my mind, Jericho. And then when I looked at the history of it in the Bible as well as 1944 and World War II, I knew I was on the right track.
So it bothers you that President Trump has not shown up there or really spoken much about it, as much as it bothers me then. That's a fair assessment, yes?
Absolutely.
Because, Paul, I believe if you or me had called people to Washington to peacefully protest, which is what was done, and then some of those people got either set up or got arrested, it would have been hours before knowing you and knowing me, hours, not days, not weeks, not months, but or not years or ever, but hours that we wouldn't have gotten our carcasses down to where they were being held and tried to get in to see them and talk about what happened and what transpired on the ground and then come forward about that. And that's what bothers me. This has been going on for 2 years, and you know, the guy with the red hat has been has played about, I don't know, 4,500 rounds of golf since this happened, and we don't hear him talking about it. And we don't hear DeSantis talking about it. And we don't hear anybody, and the senators talking about it. And we've only had a couple congressmen out of the hundreds that have an R after their name, let alone anybody that has a D after their name, go down there and say, wait a minute, we have a we got a gulag here, and we got political prisoners that are in squalid conditions, being treated horribly, being mentally and physically, from a healthcare standpoint, neglected. I mean, this is a travesty, Paul. No matter what happened on that day.
Dave, guess who else has been guilty? The Supreme Court.
Yeah.
These are violations of our Sixth Amendment. The Supreme Justices don't need to sit there on their derriere waiting for some case to come so they can hear it. They need to take action when there's violations of the executive branch of the House of Representatives. They're our third part of our government, the Supreme Court. They're sitting on their asses doing nothing, nothing, while injustice is being done within our government. So I put it on them as well, Dave.
And Paul, I have a question for you. The Republican majority in the House was elected in November of 2022. Here we are in March of 2023. And Paul, other than a couple letters that have gone out, you know, Mike Davis, who is a former law clerk to Justice Gorsuch and a chief counsel for nominations of the U.S. Senate committee, put forward and said, you know, other than a couple letters that are going out, what else has happened with these people that now have been in power essentially since November of 2022? In our last 2 minutes, Paul, can you educate me exactly what these people have done to right the ship?
They've done nothing. They've talked about it. We've heard typically many of them, particularly the congressmen. They get on television. They talk, but they take no action. They take no action. I'm an action guy, Dave. That's why I've launched Operation Jericho. I'm taking action to get these people freed, and I want every one of them to support me in there that understands the violations in our Sixth Amendment, right to a fair jury, right to a jury of their peers.
Paul, I'd like to thank you.
They shouldn't even have to go to trial, Dave.
Yes.
I mean, if they broke a window, that's a misdemeanor.
Yep.
There you go.
Paul, I'd like to thank you on behalf of millions of Americans for your perseverance, dedication, and sacrifice for every American. I thank you for standing up, and I thank you for standupamericaus.org. Folks, you're listening to Operation Freedom. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our ancillary bunker, linked to our main Freedom Bunker in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor, here live for you every Sunday from 2 to 5 Eastern, 24/7 at DaveJanda.com.